I don't even want to talk about food. I shouldn't have to. Who would want someone telling them what to do and what not to do, especially with their own body? Yet that's what's got us into this mess, actually. So no wonder why people can't trust a healing model that actually trusts the person who is being healed, who has the blueprint already and is still alive, therefore still trying to heal. You know, the body is always repairing and trying, but are you? I'm certainly trying to show and represent the trust that isn't with me, but in nature, and that is suppressed from all of us. Therefore, they don't want us talking about food, yet that tempts us to only talk about it more, especially when they denature the food to denature us, like editing cells to denature us, or editing genes to denature us, or straight out presuming power over us that we feel we are obligated to obey. Are you obeying your body or a force that doesn't work with your body? And certainly, they use force upon your consciousness to do things like pay taxes. They even use force through satanic practices like abortions that force the will of nature and force a certain reaction that wouldn't have naturally occurred. Food should be used as fuel for energy, sleep, and healing alike, and practitioners should be helpful fuel for you to heal yourself, not just the motivation, but the guide, the assistant, the connector. They aren't the provider. By assuming such a role, they are like the presumed government lords above you that work hand in hand with the pharmaceutical empire as it is, to give you the best of man-made creation that imitates nature and provides an artificial reality of a perspective and a belief for you to truly believe in, often blindly despite having nature with you, despite not being blind, despite living your own perspective, despite being in the reality. When will you wake up to this reality that is present? Just open the gate, right? Your gateway to health. Food as fuel. Food is not the focus, nor even is nature, but rather the very things that derail upon what brought us here. And what I mentioned before is a lot like how man is trying to be God or nature itself. So why are we destroying ourselves? Is there an agenda? Do we care to even ask these questions? Will we be able to even ask these questions? Can humanity be humanity? And will nature be distinct from human creation? Or will it merge as part of deception, manipulation, and New Age dogma? And without knowing the core fundamentals of how we got here from the very beginning, you become stuck in a web, the literal web of mass information. And, you know, beginnings of beginnings far from the creation of man itself. We are creating aliens, we are creating zombies, yet this itself is alienated, and the zombies won't listen. It is rather simple. I don't want people hurt from not learning from the past. I see cycles bound to kill, hurt, and manifest in the detriment of society, with many of all kinds in positions to where they can't see, often their own mess. That's why medicine and health is with you, because we create reflections of the whole life we live. We are already given the resource, easiest or hardest to use due to the irony of our extreme situation and providing, and you have a whole system already within you. You can live a whole life of your own, but is it that or which you actually own? See? Because you can live a life that you own, but do you actually own it? Don't forget that what you own, which is your body, your life, is the opposite of the New World Order, the NWO. And the mission of them? To own you. As it is, what they do is an inverse to nature, which gives you the blueprint to live. Instead, the New World Order will give you evil, the opposite of live.